Hey guys, welcome to the channel. I'm so glad that you're here. You know, our mission at Faith is to lead people to Jesus and elevate their faith. I trust that today's sermon would strengthen your faith in God and elevate your confidence for the impossible. God bless you. Let's get into it.
Father, we give you the praise and we give you the thanks this morning, God. We thank you, mighty God. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will take control. You will sweep this place. You will take full preeminence, God. Hide me behind the cross. And Lord God, you, mighty God, let this word come forth with power and authority, oh God. Holy Spirit, I pray power will be demonstrated in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Good morning, everyone, once again. If you have your Bible, you can turn with me to the book of Luke. And it's taken from Luke chapter 7, what I'm going to share on today. From Luke chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. And the Bible reads, "Now when he had ended all his saying in the audience of the people," and this was Jesus, "he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when he came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy of whom he should do this, for he loveth our nation." That's what the Jews were saying. "And he had built us a synagogue. Now when Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I am also a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. Then I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to the other, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned about him and said unto the people that follow him, I say unto you, I've not found so great faith, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that he had been sick." Father, we thank you for your word, and we bless you, God. We give you honor and glory. We work these words because the word works this morning, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. Now, this story was telling us about a centurion man. Now, this centurion man had 100 soldiers. He was a Roman by nature, by ethnicity. And he had 100 soldiers working under him. So he was a man of authority. Amen. Now, this man had heard about Jesus. He had a servant that was sick, and he was near at the point of death. Now, he had a prayer request, and I'm going to share on prayer this morning. How is our prayer life this morning? This centurion man heard about Jesus. He heard about the healing. It went through all the region, what Jesus did, how he healed the blind. He caused the lame to walk, the dumb to speak, and does all of these miracles. This centurion man now sent Jews to meet with Jesus. Now, who knows that Romans and Jews, this is something contrary right here, right there. Because Jews and Romans, how this is going to mix together? They're Jews. Amen. How are they going to mix with the outcast, or however they say is, that, you know, they don't have anything to do with these people. But yet, what they said, it's that when they when they went to Jesus to tell Jesus about this centurion man, it's that they says, this man have benefited our nation, the Jewish nation. He loveth our nation, verse 5, and he had built us a synagogue. So he was a man of reputation. He put his hands in his pocket and he built them a synagogue. He did what he had to do and give them whatever help they needed. He helped the Jewish nation. Not too many things some of us like to put our hands in our pocket to do. But we see him doing that. Amen. So they asked Jesus and they said Jesus to go with them. The Bible says when Jesus was going with them, he was not far from the house. Verse 6. The centurion man now sent friends saying, don't come to my house. I'm not worthy. Remember, this man had 100 soldiers working under him. Yet he says, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. Amen. A lot of times we want to approach God based on our own ways, our own flesh. We don't reverence God. We want to come anyhow before Almighty God. We want to come and there is no reverence to God. We come anyhow. We want to come or what we had need of or what we want him to do. That's when we come. But this man was humble enough to say, I am not worthy for you, Lord, to come under my roof. And he said, don't trouble yourself, for I'm not worthy. But look at what it is. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy. So the man was not worthy. He put himself that he wasn't worthy compared to Christ. Amen. He was a man of authority, but he recognized a greater authority than him. He recognized the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. He recognized the one that healed the sick, caused the lame to walk, the blind to see, the dumb to talk. Amen. And then he said something, and I want us to look at this. Verses 8. He said, wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say it in word. Hallelujah. This morning, how much of us take God at his word? How many of us read the word of God? How many of us believe in the word of God? If we should be able to believe the word of God, to take him at his word, how much changes our life could have bring forth? How much prayers could have been answered? This man had a prayer request. He wanted his servant to be healed. And he said, say the word, Lord. You don't have to come. And look at this. In verses 8. He said, for I am also a man set under authority. Oh, glory be to God. He used the word also. I want us to look at this word also. It means you're like something or someone. And he was talking about Jesus, the authority that Jesus have to do exceedingly abundantly, far above you and I can ask, think, or imagine, according to the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit that worketh in us. Amen. So this man, he says, I also. So he recognized the greater authority. He says, I also am a man of authority. I said to one, go this way, and he go. I said to one, do this, and he does it. So what happened? It is word. He sent the centurion, said the word. It happened according to what he says, because he was a man of authority. And he said, Jesus, just say the word. And that is going to happen. My servant will be healed. When Jesus heard this, he marveled. He was in awe. He was in wow. I've never ever seeing this type of faith in all of Israel. Amen. Can God find that faith within you and within me and all of us here this morning, that when we come to him, we come with authority, we come with boldness, we come knowing that God is in control. I have news for you this morning. You and I cannot exercise legitimate authority over what you are supposed to be over unless you learn to be under what God has put over you. Amen. This morning, you and I have to be submissive to Almighty God. You and I have to be submissive to Jesus this morning. If you and I are not submissive to him, no matter how much we pray, no matter what we do, that is why sometimes there are no answer prayer. There is no power. There is nothing happening. Because of the authority that Christ has given to us. But what happened? You see, this man, when I look at it, when this man, although he was a man of authority, when you come in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you are nothing. None of us, we are all nothing. When we come before God, we are nothing. Doesn't matter title, doesn't matter what you acquire in this life, doesn't matter what you are. You might be the president of the country. You might be whatever it is. You might be a boss at your job and whatever it is. But when you come in the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you're nothing. We can't forget that. Too many times we allow title and our jobs and different things to get to us. And we forget who gave us those things. Who is the one that gave you power to get wealth this morning? Amen. We forget too many times we allow our possessions and our position in this life to detour us away from Almighty God. Amen. And what happened? The God has put over you. You are not what God has put under you. You cannot ask God to help you deal with stuff that is underneath you if you are out of alignment with that which is legitimate, supposed to be over you. You lose heaven authority to be able to master situation that is supposed to be under you. Amen. Things that is supposed to be under us, we allow ourselves because of not submitting to the authoritative will of Almighty God, of Jesus and his finished work. Too many times we want to come and we sing and we pray. And you know something? I have news for all of us. Sometimes we can perform well. We perform more than Hollywood and Bollywood because we pretend. This morning, God don't want that. He want that intimacy, the legitimate authority that God gives to you, me, and all of us to exercise it. That's when we are going to see sicknesses, disease, and things bow before us. On the 29th, which was a Thursday. We normally have midnight prayer Monday night and Friday night. But we had it on the 29th because the 31st we went to Sight and Sound. And we didn't want to go the Friday night because to get up that early in the morning. So we did it the Thursday night. Mind you, we don't know things by ourselves. Just like that, or called it. I called Pastor Sam and I said, Pastor, because he knows that it's the Friday night. So authority, submission, that's where it comes in. We got to submit. Sometimes we want to submit to God and we want to do things under our own leadership, whatever, we are not submissive to them. But what I did, I called Pastor Sam and I said, Pastor, we're going to, and he said, yes, go ahead. So we gather on the line, whoever, and as usual, whatever we're praying for. So I was in my room Brother David was on the bed and he's there and he can say this. Brother David was there and he normally have a little attack, or should I say a serious attack. His legs would start, his left leg, to get weak. And then he would gag, he would gasp for breath. And he was doing it rapidly. Like when I check, like every minute. And when I finished praying and the next person was praying, I mute my phone. And when I mute the phone and he's there, I says, get up. I prayed for him and I pray with authority. And I said, in the name of Jesus, you're going to stop this from now. And I command it to happen. It happened a little bit more. I says, get up. I says, I am praying for you, but prophesy to your own life. I said, prophesy. Say it to this situation, whatever you want to say. Because he had prophesied over his life before and see God does different things for him. You see, a lot of times we want people to pray for us. Nothing wrong with that. But if you don't have a connection and an intimacy with God, why do you call upon me saying, Psalms chapter 50, it says, why do you call upon me, seeing you hate instruction and you cast my word behind you? Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you to pieces and there is none to deliver. We got to get reverence for God, brethren, and fear of God. We're going to understand our authority. So I told David, I said, get up. I was getting radical because this thing was showing its ugly head. And I said, prophesy to your life now. I said, I am praying for you, but open your mouth. Open your mouth. And he did it. Maybe it happened on the next night, one time, two times. Look, he's there. Not again. I said, not here. I said, you gotta go. Whatever it is, Christ give us authority. But we gotta humble ourselves. This centurion man humbled himself because he said he's not worthy for Christ to come. He could have equaled himself saying, well, me too, I'm a man of authority. A lot of times, we tell ourselves we can do all of this and we allow the enemy to piggyback on us. The enemy ride us where we should have stamped him under our feet. A lot of times we allow him piggyback on me. Come on, I'm going to give you this ride. You piggyback on me. I have news for all of us this morning. The point is, you cannot have authority over unless you are submitting under. And because most people, most of us, do not understand these principles, prayer does not get answered, victory does not get achieved, power does not get recognized, changes does not happen in spite of prayers being made. It's because we take the things of God lightly. We take whatever we have and we allow things to get to us. We allow our position and all these things to get to our head. And when that is it, there is nothing of God in us. We just get a formality. We come to church. We clap, we sing, and we perform. And when we go out, we cannot operate in the authority that God has given to us. So that is why there is no healing. There is no answered prayer for many of us. There is no power in any of us. In the Bible, John chapter 5 and verse 19. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son cannot do nothing of himself. This is Jesus. But what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these things also doeth the Son. Likewise. Amen. You see, Jesus operated on the submission. Even though he was God in the flesh, he did not allow his deity to be shown like that. So he operated. He was a man of prayer. He went, he would withdraw from the crowd, and he would go and he would pray. He would talk to the Father. So when he come out, he go in a priestly garment. But when he come out in authority. That is why demons tremble when they see him. That is why sicknesses and diseases are being healed. You and I have the Holy Spirit within us this morning. But too many times we allow him to lie dormant in us. We don't exercise that faith. This centurion man exercised that faith. Believing in God, what he can do. Believing that Jesus is able to just send the word and see things happen, see things change. The same, not that I don't say we shouldn't come up for prayers and whatever it is. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, we all should exercise faith to pray, to see the sick healed. We need to get radical. We need to able to see God's hand demonstrated in power. We have the authority, but you and I don't have it on our own. A lot of time we think we get it on our own. Amen. The thing is, long distance prayer work. Long distance prayer work. Christ is not visibly with us. He didn't go visible at the man's location. He just sent the word and the servant was healed. You and I have from Genesis to Revelation. We can read it. We can believe it. Or we can read it and not believe it. Or we can hear it here Sunday after Sunday. And when we go out and when we face with challenges and situation, we caved in. The thing is, the point is, everything, you and I have authority. But we cannot have authority unless we are submissive, unless we able to say, Lord, you're in control. Father, you are the one that is doing it. I am nothing before you. Amen. This man had a prayer request. How many of us have prayer requests in this place here today? How many of us want our prayers to be answered? How many of us are looking for jobs? How many of us need a healing? How many of us want another touch? How many of us want so many different things this morning? Well, I have news for you. Use that authority, but use it in a humility way. The Bible says that Jesus in Luke 9:1, when he called his 12 disciples them together, he gave them power and authority over all devil and to cure diseases. Who gave you power? Where do you get that power from? Jesus, what you have done on Calvary, he gave you, me, and all of us the same power and the same authority. You have your mouth. Use it wisely. The same thing when you have the mouth and you're saying the wrong things. Use the mouth to say the right things. Power lies here. We can quote all the scripture, brethren, and we make it of no effect because we don't apply the word of God over our life. We got to have humility. We have to have submission. Mission. We have to look. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, all power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He give you, me, all of us that same dunamis power to operate here, to operate here, to demonstrate here, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to, oh God, make the lame walk. The same authority the disciple them use at the man at the gate of beautiful. He said, silver and gold have I none, but just as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Too many times we don't believe. in the finished work of Jesus. We don't. We think we believe. We think we know. We think we get a faith. Wait until you're faced with a challenge. That's what, and that is when you will know what you're made of. Brother David was sick from the 21st of May to August. It was a rough patch for us. But I never stopped coming in the house of God. I never ever stop. And I always pray. But that night I got radical. You got the power, but you got to get radical sometimes. Sometimes the hallelujah, praise the Lord, doesn't cut it. Because the devil is out to seek, all of us to seek, to kill, to destroy, and everything. Destroy relationship, put sickness on us, and so many different things. Yet, prayer, when we see these things, prayer is the only vital thing that will able to cause a shifting and a change. We all, sometimes we are out of alignment, brethren. We are not in alignment in the things of God. Yet we want to use authority. Yet we want to do all of these things and nothing is happening. And we are seeing a lot of times we get discouraged because we are saying it's not working. But I have news for you today. The authority that Christ has given to you and to me, if we use it and we are submissive, nothing can be over us. Nothing can able, you and I can able to trample over the works of the devil. Brother David returned back to work as of this past Monday. Come on, praise God. A man that the enemy probably want to take him out. You see, when you stand for certain things, the enemy will come and he will press and he will do and he will try to turn you and to twist you. But not one day did I succumb. I said, you stay. I'm going to church. Because in the house of God, that's where I learned to be an overcomer. That's where I learned to have power from the word of God being preached on the pulpit. That's where I'm being encouraged with the brethren. That's where prayers are being made. That's where prayers are being answered. Anytime you have a feeling, I don't feel like coming to church today, check what spirit is operating. That's from the devil. It's not from God. Because I'll tell you this. No spirit of God, no Holy Spirit will tell you, stay away from my house. Stay away from worship. Don't come in the house today. That's a lie from the devil himself. Amen. We have to understand humility. The centurion man understand humility. He demonstrated it in his willingness to send the Jewish leaders them to Jesus. This man was desperate. It was a prayer request that he was desperate because his servant was dying. And he knew that Jesus was the answer. He knew that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. He saw the power of Jesus being demonstrated. Amen. And he took the authority and he asked the Jewish people them. And he was willing to ask for help. The next one, the centurion understand Jesus' authority over heaven and earth. Because he said, just say a word. And it's going to happen. He put himself lower. He said, I also am a man of authority. And what I said, it happened as I said. And he understand Jesus, what Jesus is doing and what Jesus did. The fame of Jesus goes through all the regions. And he said, if anyone can heal my servant, it got to be Jesus. Amen. If anyone can do anything for you, we look to the wrong place, the wrong people, the wrong things to make us happy, to help elevate us. And the only person that can do it is Jesus, because the greater one lives inside of us. His name is Jesus. And number three, he understands the authority is important. Amen. The authority of Jesus Christ is important. Brethren, you and I cannot do anything. Jesus says in John chapter 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. No Jesus, no power, no nothing. You got zip nada, including myself. If we take Jesus out from our life, we are empty, we are barren, we are nothing. A lot of us, when we have a little material things and things like that, we allow it to get to us. We allow so many different things to divert us from Jesus. We allow our jobs, and we are too busy to come to church because of our jobs. But first of all, where you have the strength from, where you have your ability to work. We forget the very breath that I am breathing, you are breathing, we are breathing. It belongs to Almighty God. If he takes this breath away from us, we cease to exist. Yet, it's about me, myself, and I. Oh, look at me, I'm all of that. We got to humble, brethren, before God. We got to come before God in a humility way, in a way that we fall prostrated. As Emma was singing, you got to get radical. You don't care how your hair is, how your shoes is, whatever it is. Too many times we are stiff. You know, we are upright. That is why no prayers are answered. And guess what is Christian addiction? I'll let you know. Happened to all of us. And Christianity have addiction. Christian have addiction. And do you know what is the addiction? God, where are you? I'm calling upon you all the time, but God, why are you there? Like you're not hearing me. In hearing God hear, but he doesn't listen because you are not submissive to him or his authority. Why should he listen to you? We do our own things. We party a little here, party a little there, do this a little, do that a little. And yet, we want God to intervene into our life and do different things. Come on. Nothing is happening. We cannot compromise who we are. It's either we are all for Christ. We can't be a part of this and a part of that and still want authority in heaven. Doesn't happen. You don't get it. It is not given to none of us. The fourth, this man's faith was so great that Jesus healed his servant without going to his house. We can't go to the mall and find Jesus there. We can't go somewhere and find Jesus there. He lives within you and me. The thing is, we got to activate that. And how do you activate it? By having an encounter, an intimacy with God. Too many times we just want to come to church. Live last days, come to church and want our prayers answered. And then we have this addiction. God, where are you? Lord, I'm calling. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord? Why do you call me Lord? Yet you don't do the things that I say to do. Do you know what the meaning of Lord is? Master. The whole, he have the hold over you. So if he is the Lord of your life, then you should be submissive to the Lord of the life. Do you know why many homes are broken, many things are happening. Husbands, wives are not submissive to husbands. Husbands does not listen to the wife. and they're like rebels. If the husband is rebel, what you think gonna happen? The wife gonna be rebel too. Because vice versa, you're not setting an example. And all of us have to answer God. Husbands, you got to answer God. Wives, you got to answer God. Dolly, you have to answer God. Another thing, children, when the Bible talks in the book of Ephesians, children, obey your parents. And that's the only thing, commandment with a promise, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth thee. So you're not cutting short your days. You cut short your days when you're not submissive to your parents. When you do your own things. And no wonder sometimes we cuss and all these things and then we come to church. We want God to answer us. We're not even submissive in our own home. Who we see, the people like our own kind. We are not submissive to them. How are we going to be submissive to Almighty God? This morning, brethren, it's an opportunity for all of us. You know, have a good posture towards God during difficult times. Let us not have that addiction to say, God, where are you? I've been giving, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. Well, you're not giving directly to the church. The Bible says, whatsoever you do, do it as pleasing as unto God and not as unto man. So it doesn't matter what you do. You clean the church, you sweep the church, you give the pastor a cup of water, whatever it is. You do it as pleasing as unto God. It's not doing it to get recognition from a man. You're doing it to God. Too many times we do it for man. That is why we get weary. That is why we go tired. Because our motive was wrong in the first place. This morning, God is still in the business. And he wants us to be humble, to submit. This man, mighty God, he said also, I am a man of authority. But he submitted to Jesus. Amen. He says, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. Too many times we think of ourselves so high. We want this, we want that. Oh, because we do this, we want that or that. Brethren, when we pray to Almighty God, this man's petition was for his friend. The servant was at the point of death. And he made a petition, a request for Jesus to come and heal him. This morning, what do you need healing from? Take an inventory of your life this morning. What you need healing from? Maybe there's many things going on. Maybe there's relationship. There's so many things that is happening. And you need that healing. Jesus is still the answers. Jesus is still the one that is doing it. Jesus is still the one that can able to change and transform situation. I've seen it happen. Jesus is still the one that can cure diseases and sickness. Jesus is still the one that can lift you up. The world cannot give you anything. This world system cannot give you anything. The system of the world tell you do this, then you do that. Jesus said, just submit. You don't have to do to get. He already finished it. So you don't have to do. The world system tell you when you do this, then this is going to happen. When you do that, then that is going to happen. We're not living under the do and the don'ts. We're living under the finished work of Almighty God. Today, you and I can get our prayers answered. I got my prayer answered with David. He's a living testimony there. Because I got radical. And I said, not here. Not ever. Let me tell you next thing. I had a pain in my knee and here. So when I'm walking, this thing is killing me. And a thought came to me that it's like I got to get a cane to walk with. And right there and then I rebuked that thought. I said, mind, come in subjection. You are not going to think wrong. And I said, God, show me what is going on. I'll tell you this, Sister Pam. The Lord says, stop the cholesterol pill. And I remember years ago when I used to take the cholesterol pill. I used to have muscle pain, not knee pain or anything. And what do you know? Brother David is a living testimony there. I stopped it. There is no pain in the knee. There is no pain in anywhere, nor anything. When you ask God, and when you're able to come to a place of surrender, I always said this, and I'll say it in public. Until my dying breath. I love my husband. I love my children. But I love the Lord more than them. When I am breathing, David didn't give me breath. My children didn't give me breath. This breath comes from God. When I was in Guyana for so many years, it makes me realize if I was dead, life goes on. Amen. If I was dead and buried, life goes on. So you know what? For that 7 years in Guyana, God beat some things out from me. Sometimes you got to be separated. And that is why today I can stand boldly and confess who Jesus is. David normally tell me, said, Dolly, see how I take care of you. And how I said, listen, you ask him, he's right there. I says, if God didn't put it in you to do it for me, you could have never done it. You see, too many times we put confidence in people. Confidence. And I love him. He's there. I'll do anything for him. February is 40 years since we've been married. But I don't love him more than when I love God. Because when I lay my head down in the night, it is him. When I wake up, it is him. When I do things, it is him. My strength comes from Almighty God and everything. That is why I will praise him. That is why I will thank him. That is why I will bow my knees to him. Brethren, I love God. I love him. Had an encounter with him. And my intimacy is with him. In the night before I go to sleep, I talk to him. When I get up in the morning, I talk to him. I talk to him. And I submit to him whatever he say. I submit to him. Even in my closing, we need to submit to Almighty God. Whatever you're doing, do not allow your job, your qualification, your achievement in this life to get between you and Almighty God. That's a distraction from the devil. And when you find yourself, before you know it, you are drifting far off. Today I want to tell you how effective is our prayer. You got to know how effective is your prayer this morning. Amen. We need to have that encounter with God, an intimacy with God. Then prayers will be a delight. It wouldn't be a burden to you this morning.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged your hearts. We also want to say a special thank you to our faithful givers and partners. It's because of your generosity that the vision moves forward. If you would like to partner with us, please visit faithchurch.life/give. On Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So join us there. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss another sermon again. I'm Emily. Let's read the Word.